So as you know, we reached 100,000 plays last month, and this month I am doing one episode a day. So that's one episode for the next 30 days, and this is episode one. So bear with me. This episode, we are talking about meeting people, and this is part one of meeting people. And I am going to share with you some spots and places you can go to meet new people. Okay, so if you're with it, stay tuned. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. Now, a lot of people, you're either for it or you're against what I'm about to share with you. But before I even get there, understand that we're just going to roll with it today. You have to have the right type of attitude when it comes to meeting people. And the places that I'm going to share are really and truly like are no-brainers. But if you visit these often enough, you know, it is definitely a numbers game. You can't just go out somewhere once a month. In some cases, once a season for some of you people, and expect that you are going to meet someone. You have to be in rotation and rotate some of these places. It will not only enrich your life, right? But in getting you out the house, but it also gives you a little bit more visibility out in the world. So here's the list. One place to go is to a restaurant by yourself. Now, hear me out. I'm talking about a nice little restaurant that has good traffic. It's always good to do it during happy hour, right? At the bar. Just a restaurant that's not a seedy bar, not a seedy restaurant, but a restaurant with places that has food that you would really like to eat. And it's great to go to strike up conversations. Sometimes people just strike up conversations with you. So bars, when I say a restaurant bar, not like a bar and club, definitely don't do that by yourself. So that is a good place to go, especially around football season or any type of sports season, basketball as well. But that is a good place to go.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another place to go is a bookstore. Now, it is an ideal place to connect, especially if you love books. Bookstores are great places to meet and connect with people. There are some bookstores, a lot of them, in fact, that are standalone or in an actual center or shopping center where they may have a built-in Starbucks or a built-in coffee shop. Those are excellent places to go to meet. You may be looking in Home and Garden or novels and you happen to see a guy over in sci-fi section, or you may be a guy in the automotive section where you're looking for books and you see a woman who may be over in the, I don't know, children's section, who knows? And you may just strike up a conversation. Hey, is this the type of, have you read this book before? Or if she's looking at a book, you can ask, what is the book about? It's easy to strike up a conversation without making it seem as if you are trying to holla, okay? Three, fitness class. Yoga class, spin class, or any fitness class can be a good place for you to meet health conscious individuals. Okay. Now I will tell you this, as a person who needs to go to the gym regularly, I'll just put it out there. I have a gym membership and I just don't go like I should or as often as I should. But understand this, if you meet someone in the gym and a fitness, especially at a fitness class, don't be surprised if that's, you know, their routine. Right? That's what they do. And maybe a good thing, because sometimes people who are doing the things that we know we need to do and they are dedicated to that can help us improve our lifestyle. So fitness class is a good place to go. A local park. It's easy to engage in conversations during your daily walk or while enjoying a picnic. I can say that from personal experience, depending upon what park you are at or whatever, it is a good place to just go collect your thoughts, get your little picnic going on by yourself. And you can people easily, at least in my experience, where there's a lot of action and activity at a park, you can easily sit and watch a volleyball game. You can sit and watch a basketball game and really and truly be in the area in which you may be able to connect with someone. Another good place to go is to an art gallery. Now, I can tell you, I've never met a person at an art gallery, but if you appreciate art and culture, you may get a 2-for-1 or a 1-for-1. You might just enjoy the experience of going to a local exhibit that you are interested in, or a traveling exhibit that you're interested in. And you may run into someone, or may not, that may be there as well. Provided that they're single and ready to mingle, that is a good place to meet a person. You can easily strike up a conversation about the piece of art that they are looking at. Another place to go is to a professional networking event, which I love this. Attending industry-specific events to help grow your personal circle and social circle is huge. Professional networking events are good for entrepreneurs as well as the everyday professional. You get to meet new people, interact, and you may meet a person that you think is super cool, and they may be in a relationship, but they have somebody like a cousin that they think you would be great for. You never know. Another thing that you can do is volunteer. It is a great opportunity to connect with people who share your passion for giving back. Volunteer events such as, I don't know, helping out for a back to school event, a literacy program that your area is hosting, your city, your town, or a local nonprofit, or even feeding homeless people. So volunteer events are great ways to not only give back, it is also a great way to meet people. Another thing that you can do is join local meetup groups. Dating While Black has a meetup group. So I want to encourage you to join the Dayton Wild Black meetup group. Currently, we meet every Monday, with the exception of holidays, virtually online. We have in-person events, but something that's consistent regardless of where you are in the world is to check out our weekly conversation discussion group, where we talk about all things that deals with African Americans, especially when it comes to dating. That's Mondays at 7:00. But back to the list, local meetup groups. Doesn't matter if you're in Atlanta, if you are in DC, if you're in Jersey, doesn't matter where you are, there is a meetup group in your area. And that meetup group can be whatever thing that you're interested in. If you're interested in flag football, you know, a co-ed football, if you're interested in, if you're a movie person or a 90s person, right? Or a person that loves brunch. There are so many things and places that you can go with a meetup group, and in that group, They're single people. You meet them and then you connect, okay? So a local meetup group is a good place to go. Another spot to check out, which I think is pretty neat, are conventions. Conventions of things that you're interested in. It makes no sense to sign up for a gaming convention if you're not into gaming or cosplay, right? There's no need to do that. But if there is some type of event that's coming to town, such as a convention that you're interested in or that you find intriguing, sign up for it. Those type of things are amazing, a perfect way of meeting people that are interested in some same type of things that you are. And again, just like at the art gallery or museum, you're able to easily strike up conversations. If you are into, I don't know, guns, and then there's a gun show, why not go? Okay. So that is a good place to go. Another cool spot to meet people is karaoke bars. You can sing or not, but it's always a good time to go to a karaoke bar. And if you have enough gumption, I don't even know if that's the right word, but you know what I mean. If you have the right nerves to get up there and sing, that'd be great. You can even meet up, sing. It seems like anybody at karaoke bars or clubs, those places, people are open to just having fun, and that's really what it's all about. Another place to meet people would be like a cultural festival. You can explore different cultures or your own and make friends at these festivals. Another spot to meet people at would be like a wine tasting event. I went to a wine tasting event the other day, and it is a good place to meet people. You can enjoy the wine, of course, while discussing your favorite drinks and even learning about different types of wines that are out there. And a lot of times they have some stuff on sale. Another spot or another place or another way to meet people is to take a historical tour or a tour. Generally, they're historical tours in which groups of people, seemingly that don't know other people, that don't know each other, right, would just go in and they go on a tour and they learn about a historical spot within that town or city. And those things are kind of neat because you're forced to kind of be in a group of people that you don't necessarily know, and you have an opportunity to get cultured, right, educated, as well as have that experience with someone else. Another spot or another place, which may require a little bit more than just a one-time engagement, is to enjoy or sign up for a class. And I'm talking about a dance class, language class, cooking class, right? Now, cooking class is kind of like in and out, right? And a lot of times, do know people that do cooking classes, a lot of times they are on dates. But language classes where you learn a new language over a period of 2 months, dance class, could be salsa, tango, swing. It can be a fun way to meet new people. One thing that you can also do, especially if you are a dog owner, go into the dog park. If you're a pet owner, dog parks are a great place for mingling. Those are just, that's a given. But at the end of the day, that is really and truly a good spot to go. Now, just for respect of time, I'm going to just wrap it up by saying this. There are plenty of ways and places to go that you pass up on your way home from work or from friends or the store or things that you may need to venture out a little bit further outside of your normal community. It is really and truly up to you to be open, to be approachable, and to be willing to strike up conversations. That's key. But these places are good places to meet people. So good luck while you're out there. If you have other ideas of places to go, I have a list of probably about 10 more, but just didn't want to make this longer than it had to be. But start thinking about things that you can do. Step outside of your comfort zone and really and truly get yourself out there. And no matter what, understand that it is a numbers game. You can't just go to a place a month and expect to meet your person. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.